decriminalized or legalized. Millions of dollars alone in canines at the expense of taxpayers. How many times is a search of an automobile conducted based on the odor of marijuana or based on a positive canine alert, which gives law enforcement the ability to search that vehicle, and we locate millions of dollars in methamphetamine, heroin, or cocaine secreted inside these vehicles? Don't ever forget the state flag that flies above the state house today here in Annapolis was the same flag being displayed on the shoulder of Maryland State Trooper Eddie Plank when he was shot and killed on U.S. Route 13 on October 17, 1995. Part of the defense being used by the individuals who killed Trooper Plank is that the one man, the shooter, had become so desensitized to chronic use of marijuana from the age of 9, he believed he had become so desensitized that shooting Eddie Plank through the face with a .45 caliber handgun meant nothing to him, meant absolutely nothing to him. The legalization of marijuana is not the answer. The decriminalization of marijuana is not the answer. If you think we have a problem now with addiction, when individuals believe it's okay to smoke marijuana and drive down the road, because marijuana will stay in your system in excess of 30 days. Alcohol's gone within hours, allowing you to drive a motor vehicle. Marijuana stays in your system in excess of 30 days. So anyone who smokes weed today cannot get behind an automobile legally tomorrow and drive to work or drive anywhere, grocery store, take a friend or a relative to an appointment. These are issues that have never been considered. As Chief Davis said moments ago, it's been clearly proven across the country. Anywhere marijuana has been legalized, they've had a dramatic increase, a catastrophic increase, and DUI-related arrests, those under the influence of weed. I cannot imagine anyone in this room wanting to get in a vehicle with your loved one and drive to the store or out to a restaurant knowing that marijuana has been legalized here in the state of Maryland. There will be catastrophic effects that will affect everyone in this room. Sheriff Mike Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Sheriff Lewis, the argument that marijuana is no harmless than, or not as harmful as alcohol, or is alcohol is more harmful, that obviously is wrong, right?
It's absolutely wrong, and you will see that today in the hearing when we testify. We will have videographic evidence of that. It affects one's ability to drive. It affects one's judgment. It affects their ability to make any type of reaction in the event a small child, anyone would run out in the street in front of them or another vehicle to pull out in front of them. It clearly affects the reactionary time, among many other things.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm Joe Cassley. I'm state attorney for Harford County. The Maryland State Attorneys Association's position on this is that we have a chance to look at a laboratory in Colorado to see what the outcome of this is, and that this is a rush to judgment in hopes of ignoring what we believe will be catastrophic consequences from the decision in Colorado. Therefore, our association position is, what's the rush? Let's wait, let's study, let's collect the evidence that we think is going to be generated, and then we can come back and have a discussion that's based on scientific evidence and not anecdotal comments from a bunch of potheads.
So you're not necessarily opposed to
it? I am opposed to any sort of legalization or decriminalization, but we believe that at this point in time, these bills are premature because they are seeking to rush these bills through before the actual impact of the drugs, long-term use of the drugs that we think we're going to come out of Colorado is going to be seen.
I will say this, the THC content of today's marijuana is far greater than the THC content of marijuana 20 and 25 years ago. For example, the average street price of commercial grade or Mexican weed today in the state of Maryland is between $700 to $1,200 per pound. The marijuana that is the most desirable marijuana coming to Maryland today, and let's keep in mind, we just seized 367 pounds of high-grade marijuana coming to Annapolis, Maryland. The average price of that marijuana per pound was between $4,500 to $5,500 per pound. That's $1.7 million in marijuana coming to Annapolis. That is the most desirable form or preferred form of marijuana coming into the United States today. It is very, very high concentration of THC. The average THC of commercial-grade marijuana between 7 and 9%. What we're seeing reaching the streets of Maryland today is between 37 and 46%. Regardless of whether we legalize it, there will always be a black market for marijuana. Everyone's going to be trying to perfect a greater strain of marijuana that's preferred by the citizens of the state. Legalization is not the answer, and we will fight it till the very end.
Joe Cassidy, I'm state attorney for Harford County.
Hey, Joe. One of the arguments that I hear from supporters of the decriminalization bill, at least, is that there's a disproportionate number of African Americans who are prosecuted for possessing small amounts of marijuana. Care to comment on that?
Yes, I disagree with that. I mean, first of all, small amounts that we continually have reduced the penalties for small amounts of marijuana. But we have also created all sorts of treatment mechanisms. We've expanded drug courts into nearly every county in the state, and we're looking to treat people who have a marijuana addiction. So to suggest that we're prosecuting people for possession of drugs is a mistake. We are seeking to treat people who are at risk of addiction to marijuana.
Thank you, sir.